Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. So, I don't know if you guys can tell or not by listening to Quality Queen Control, but I feel like today I sound super or extra HD. I don't know if my volume is up really high or whatever the case is, but the good news is that it sounds really, really clear. Sometimes, between you and I record on my phone or I will record on my more professional setup. And honestly, today I'm on my more professional setup. But the reason why I sometimes get apprehensive about using it is because sometimes it picks up every little sound in the background. Although my voice sounds very clear, I feel like it also still sounds clear on my phone as well, but this is just, it's a little really crisp, you know what I mean? And I can kind of do like an ASMR sort of thing, and I kind of really like that. As opposed to on my phone, I can't really whisper in that way, and you guys would be able to hear me. So, oh my gosh, I have a little update as usual. You guys know the vibes. I always give a nice update before I start the topic, and today's going to be definitely a long one, so I hope that you're in for it. So I was in Jersey with Hale, and I had so much fun. It was like a short little stay when I stayed with her, and it's always such a good time. And my friend, one of my friends for a long time, Essence, her birthday is actually on Saturday, so I will be celebrating with her and the rest of my friends. And I feel like May was a lot better. It is a lot better for me so far than April is. I feel like April, my birthday month, I felt so all over the place. And this month, I feel like I got everything together. If there's one thing that I've also learned about life is that you really genuinely are always right where you need to be. Whether you're able to identify that or not, me being such a reflective person, I notice patterns and themes, right? And I notice that everything is always usually okay. And I've learned to just surrender when things feel so out of my control and I'm just like, oh, like, why don't I have the motivation to do this and that? It always comes because it's just who I am. I am a very ambitious person. These things are going to come. They may not happen on my timeline or maybe your timeline, but they're going to come. If who you are at your core is, you know, who it is that you think you are, then the things that you desire and the things that you want, they are genuinely going to come and they're going to show up. So also, as you guys know, I am blonde and I can't wait to film a video in that. I'm thinking of doing a video in my car, kind of starting that up again. I had a meeting today on Zoom in regards to my podcast, and I was talking to one of my person of contacts, and she was literally telling me that the car videos were so good. And I was telling her the only reason why I stopped doing the car videos, guys, is because at the time I had my other car, and when I would turn on the AC, you can kind of hear it blowing in the back, and I didn't want the sound, so I would just
close all the doors and literally be recording in my car, windows up and everything. And it was so hot. So by the end of me filming, I'd have beads of sweat literally dripping down my face. And one time I was sweating so much, and I honestly didn't realize it, that I couldn't even upload the video. And so it just got too much. I will make an attempt again to film in my car now and maybe see if I can keep the car on while I'm doing it. If not, I'm just going to record, of course, in my room. No big deal. But like I said, we have that story time coming out that I told you guys in regards to my subscriber and I. It's going to be absolutely insane, amongst some other amazing topics that I have in store for you guys. And I really just want to take this time to say thank you so much for your patience and things like that. You guys know that, you know, the best way to keep up with me, honestly, is on my Instagram. I'm super active on Instagram and in my DMs. I'm always answering DMs every single day. And yeah, this month has been really, really good. I just organized my perfumes, some of them, and also my book collection as well. And I got so many DMs asking for a perfume collection, for a book collection and things like that. That type of content I have posted before in the very beginning of my channel. I have a book up, I mean, a video up of the books that I recommend. Obviously, my, you know, collection has expanded since that video, but that's just a frame of reference. I don't really see myself doing a dedicated video to that again. I would rather maybe do one on fragrance instead, but I don't know. You guys can let me know how you feel and if that's something that you guys want. I know that sometimes reaching out to influencers and things like that may seem like, oh, I don't even want to bother commenting. I don't want to bother DMing this person. I don't want to bother engaging because they're not going to see it. You'd be very shocked. I mean, we do see way more than you guys think. For instance, I have about 34K on Instagram or 35K on Instagram. I honestly can see every DM for the most part. I can see a pretty large sum of them, and I do respond to a pretty large sum of them. Even on my channel, I do engage with people. If I don't say something, which is very rare that I, you know, that I don't say something in words, but I will heart your comment, I will see it. So don't underestimate the power of you guys' engagement and messaging, you know, your favorite influencer or whatever the case is, to let them know how they inspired you, or reposting them, whatever it is. Don't underestimate that power, because it absolutely does matter. And what you have to say, it does matter. When you're encouraging somebody, when you're saying how they made an impact, you know, on your life and in your life, you know, like, why not let that person know? So yes, I feel like my head is back on my shoulders now, and I did some, you know, cleaning, and I feel very organized and back to my normal schedule. Also, I don't know if it had anything to do with retrograde or anything like that, but I'm waking up 8 a.m. on the dot again, effortlessly. When I was in Jersey, I was absolutely sleeping in, you know, to like 9:30, even 10, but yeah, now I'm back waking up at 8. I did spin today as well. I got on my SoulCycle bike, and I felt so good that I did that. And it just really kickstarts your day and really motivates you. And, you know, it's nice to have that sort of routine going. So, and I absolutely did cry on my ride, because I don't know, I was just so moved and inspired by the ride. And I thought to myself, thank God I'm in the comfort of my home and I get to do this. And I'm not in a class. I have cried in a class before, but whatever. So we are going to be talking about, okay, a juicy topic. We're going to be talking about influence, grace, gossip, and forgiveness. Now, this topic actually came to mind when I was in church on Sunday. And my dad was talking about the power of association. And it really just sparked this podcast topic into my head. And so I'm just going to be going on a rant of whatever it is that's on my mind. So recently, I feel like, you know, and I'm sure many of you can, you know, agree with this, that let's say you have friends that go through things, right? And you may tell, you know, your friends, you know, hey, like you guys, mutual friends, hey, like, this is what's going on with so-and-so, and they already know what's going on with that individual. And it made me really realize, okay, what is classified as gossip, and what would we classify as just talking about what it is that's going on? And I'm genuinely asking that question because I don't even necessarily have the answer. In fact, I want to Google what the definition of gossip is, because I'm very, very curious. Definition. Let's see. So the definition of gossip is casual or unconstrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true. So I'm assuming it's rumors. So gossip would be engaging in rumors that are not true about another individual. Now, I'm trying to figure out what this means right here. What do they mean by unconstrained? I guess it just means like unlimited sort of conversation. So the reason why I'm bringing it up is because it was kind of on my heart, and I felt a little bit convicted, if I may say so, in true transparency, where it made me realize, how many times have we had, you know, friends go through things, or have even gone through things ourselves, and even though we may feel like what we have to say is harmless, or we are just simply saying or stating the events that happened, think about how it is that you feel after. I think that it's so easy, right, to sort of be shocked and sort of be in the judge seat of what other people are doing when you simply wouldn't do it yourself, right? It's so easy to be like, oh, I would never do something like that. And oh, I can't believe so-and-so did this. And I'm very much guilty of that myself, in all transparency, where there have been times in my life where I feel like, what? Like, I would literally never do something like this. Doesn't make any sense to me. And it made me feel like, like, am I judging this person? Because yeah, I wouldn't do it, what it is that they're doing. But in hindsight, it's like, okay, everyone is doing the best that they can according to their level of consciousness. And none of us can, you know, truly understand why everyone else does, you know, the things that they do all of the time, because we are not those people. No matter how close we are to our friends, family, there's always going to be someone, something that is done that's going to completely blow us out the water. And I feel like when we think about it from a Christian perspective, like, God gives us, not only does he give us choice power, but he also extends so much grace to us. Now, I don't know about you, and I know grace is like kind of a controversial thing, but for me, the type of individual that I am, when I'm extended grace, or when someone forgives me for something, or I'm sorry for something, right? It makes me genuinely want to be a better person and not want to make that mistake again. Of course, there are other people that they may take advantage of, you know, grace that they may be extended or things like that. But for argument's sake, let's just talk about what I'm mentioning in regards to my first point, which is grace does a lot of the time make you want to extend that to other people, or at least it should, right? And being in church, I was just thinking to myself, and I was like, it is so easy to say what you would and wouldn't do when you're not the one doing it. It's so easy to be kind of on a pedestal and be shocked by people's actions and the things that they're doing and who they're dating and how many people they're dating. And it's just, we don't realize that when we do things like that, we have to question, all right, well, that may not be an area that I'm struggling with. That may not be an area that you are struggling with, but we all have areas that we do struggle with. And keep in mind that those may not be areas that maybe the person that you're, you know, discussing may have issues with. And just to backtrack a little bit from the definition that I gave about gossiping, I'm not talking about spreading rumors about people. I'm talking about actually casual conversation, now that I know the definition of gossip. Casual conversation just about our lives, our friends' lives, or whatever the case is. And it made me really realize how many of us would benefit from having a therapist so that we don't feel the need to dump all of that onto our friends and have these discussions with our friends about our friends and things like that. Because at the end of the day, it truly doesn't feel better. Like Katie Heron said, calling that girl, you know, fat is not going to make her any skinnier. Calling, you know, someone stupid is not going to make you any smarter. You know, saying, oh, I can't believe this person is doing this. I'm so shocked by their behavior. All these different things. Although you very well may be shocked by your friend's behavior, whatever the case is. But we all have areas in which we struggle. And I think if we were to be perceptive about that and truly understand that this may be something that this person is going through and they need grace, you know, from it, you know, then it will allow us to be more gentle in how we discuss things and discussing it, period, as it pertains to the people that we care about. And I really think this is so important to discuss because we're always like, it really dawned on me where I was thinking to myself, we are always going to feel like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this was done. I would never do something like that. All of these different things. And it's kind of in a way, if I may, this moral relativism. And I think that we have to be careful about how we also are influencing people, right? I mean, considering what it is that I do, it's impossible, angels, right? It's impossible. And I hope you guys are staying with me here because I'm on a rant and a roll to hang out with people and not be influenced by them, right? I don't care. You can be a type of individual where, yeah, you keep to yourself and you don't really talk about anybody, whatever the case is, or maybe you hang out with people that have a sarcastic sense of humor, and it's natural when you hang out with people, you're going to pick up on their mannerisms, right? You're going to start to share certain similarities with people that you surround yourself around with on the daily. I think that's just human nature. So when we think about, you know, influence and the people around us, who are your friends? You know, of course we have certain friends that are closer to us than others, which in that case, the ones that are closer are going to be more influential in our lives. Hence why there's that quote that says, the five people that you're around the most, you're going to become just like. And I really do agree with that sentiment because it's just like, at the end of the day, it's impossible to constantly surround yourself, engage with someone on a daily basis, a group of people on a daily basis, and not be in some way, shape, or form influenced by the things that they say, the things that they do, the things that they like, and different, and all of the above. It is literally impossible. And that's why it's so important for us to be aware of our friends and to, you know, choose to have people around us that are positive and that mean well and that we have the same moral integrity as and things like that, because we all come from different walks of life even than our friends, and we all have areas in our lives that we all, you know, need to work on and that we, you know, need help with and things like that. And we all will go through something in life, right? When we all go through these things, or when we have gone through these things, we've all handled them very different. And I've come to this awareness that I feel like it's so easy to be on a high horse when you're out of that place, right? Or when you feel like you may be right about something. You want to give your friend advice. Hey, girl, like, I don't think this is right for you. I really think you should do this, you should do that. But people really have to go through things, right? Just like we did. We have to go through things so that we can grow through things. And our job is not to be judgmental when people are going through whatever it is that they're going through. And the thing is, judgment is not something that, to me, it's not something that is super recognizable sometimes, right? It's not this, you know, oh, wow, girl, I'm done talking to you. It doesn't always come in that form. It can come in the form of, I don't really want to hang out with you anymore. It can be a soft sort of judgment type of mentality, and we don't even realize it because it's so, we are probably shocked so much by, you know, maybe our friend's actions or whatever the case is, that we feel like, okay, I need to just have distance. And if you have more of a longer term relationship, I really do encourage you to have discussions and uncomfortable conversations with your friends, because people are not always aware of what they're doing or how they're making you feel. I know that we'd like to think that they are, but sometimes they're really not. And if we feel a way about someone, there have been times in my life where, you know, someone may have felt a way about me and I had zero idea, give or take in that specific instance that I'm referencing, that person actually was in the wrong, but I had no idea. And I would have appreciated if I did not have to initiate the conversation when I wasn't the one with the issue. And if that person would have came to me and discussed what they felt and their perception of how the, you know, certain events had transpired, I would have appreciated the conversation. And I think that as adults, it's so important to have these types of conversations. Now, give or take, not everyone's going to be super receptive of the things that you have to say. And maybe your delivery is not always going to be, you know, the best. Different people, different strokes for different folks. But if you have a true relationship and friendship with someone, I think that a conversation, you know, needs to be had. Otherwise, it's going to spiral and hit a head, and then it turns into something that it's not. And that's when you find yourself in dynamics where once things boil over, you're spilling out everything that you've ever had an issue with from the beginning. And when you turn around, that person is feeling blindsided by this like onslaught of, you know, events that you're just like spitting at them, and they're kind of wondering, wait a second, well then why didn't you say something the first time, and why didn't you say something the second time, and the third time, and so on and so forth. And it made me realize, in my adulthood, as it pertains to all of my relationships, speak your truth. If something genuinely, this is a spiritual thing as well, right? This is about like healing, you know, your throat chakra and making better decisions. It's all connected. And I think that for me, especially that, you know, this past year has been about authenticity and investing in myself and my business. And I really just feel like I have truly reached a place where when something is on my mind, I literally say exactly what it is that it's on my mind. I'm not sugarcoating it, and I'm being very honest. At the same time, I'm still able to find that balance of being gentle with myself and with others at the same time. Sometimes you also have to have the understanding that some people are not in a place where they can receive what it is that you have to say. And in that event, then that would cause you to behave differently because you are confident that it may not be received well by that person. And that's why it's so important for us to be reflective and think, all right, in what ways can I improve? Because think about, everything goes both ways, angels. You can't be the person that's always trying to tell the truth if you're not going to be able to you can't dish it out if you're not going to be able to take it back. That's not how life goes, right? So if you claim, or if you were the friend that you always want to tell people about themselves, then you have to be able to be told about yourself too, if your friend chooses to do so. Always remember that. It absolutely goes both ways. But back to what I was saying about, you know, influence and association, the people that you are around are definitely going to influence you. And you really do need to take this serious and take this into account, because it never starts out as something so dramatic, you know, where, you know, let's say let's even say something like this. You don't drink at all, like me. And then let's say all your friends are like massive partiers, like not even social drinkers. They're like massive partiers. And you go out every weekend. And next thing you know, it's like, I'm going to take a sip, right? Or I'm going through a really rough time. I'm going to take a sip. I'm going to start smoking. I'm going to start doing this, because this was all around you anyways. Now, let's say you hung out with a different group of people and, you know, they are social drinkers. They go out on, you know, weekends or whatever the case is, but they, you know, also are, you know, have like corporate jobs. They like to come home early and maybe do more of the brunch sort of thing. And when you end up going through something, instead of you, you know, picking up some sort of vice that is not characteristic of you, instead you decide to go to therapy and your friends are encouraging you to do so. You see, like, it's two different types of crowds that can influence what it is that you do whenever you're in a bad time. You don't see these types of influences really start to, you know, take ahead until you're going through something. Please remember what it is that I'm saying. When everything is all good, of course you're able to stand in your truth and be yourself and everything is fine, right? Because you're not being tested. As soon as you go through something, that's when you start to see all of the seeds that were planted around you before. That's when you start to see how, depending on your reaction, all right, what is my friend group like? What are the discussions that I'm having? What is, you know, my lifestyle like in terms of the things that I'm consuming physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually? All of these different things are going to start bleeding out when you're going through something. That is always how it goes. And that's why when everything is great, we don't think we're being influenced by people. Oh, girl, that's just her. Like, she does whatever she wants. And it's like, but babe, that's your best friend. You can't be that much different. There has to be some sort of commonality there. And you're not going to realize it until you're going through something. Or maybe if that's not your best friend, but it's someone that you're hanging out with all the time, right? You're going to be influenced by that person. Okay? It's inevitable. And I say all that to say, yeah, we really do have to pay attention to who we surround ourselves with and have a very, very strong and balanced, you know, mindset. And I think even as it pertains to, you know, grace and forgiveness, right? It's a natural instinct where when somebody does something to you, to protect yourself and to avoid that pain from happening again, you want to just shut down. I 100% can say that I'm like that, right? If something happens to me, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to cut this person off. It's so much easier to just cut someone off as opposed to just trying to work through whatever it is that hurt you in the first place. Because believe it or not, like, from a human psychology perspective, it is a form of protection to say, you know what? Listen, and I say this myself, I'm not going to be a sitting duck waiting around for, you know, this person to do this to me again, so I need to just cut them off. And again, a lot of things are, you know, circumstantial. So depending on what the offense is, then you should, you know, be able to make that call. But a lot of the times, as it pertains to situations that have nothing to do with us, we have all experienced situations, or we may be unaware of times in our lives where maybe we have been in a bad place and we have kind of bled that on to our friends or whatever the case is. You're not super aware of it, but I'm sure maybe it has happened. And I think that it's our job to understand, okay, is this an attack towards me, or is this person going through something and I just happen to be, you know, collateral damage a little bit in that? You know, you have to really ask yourself, like, is that what's going on? Because at the end of the day, if you're able to be reflective and think, it's not a personal attack towards me. I mean, this person's having a rough time. They're behaving this way to this person, to that person. It's rarely ever just you, is what I'm getting at. It is rarely ever just that this person is being this way to you. More than likely, this person is like this to their family. This person is like this to their other friends. This person is like this to everybody. So if we're able to be perceptive and think that on that level, right, then it makes it a lot easier when it comes to figuring out how to go about dealing with that individual. Does it need distance? Does it need a discussion and distance? Does it need maybe to actually, you know, an ending? But I think out of respect for long-term dynamics, discussions are always worth having, because people, especially when they're really going through something, they really do not see or think clearly. And when we truly look at the term, we're all doing the best we can according to our level of consciousness, then I think that it will really allow us to understand that, wow, this person, I think this person thinks that they're handling it quite well. You'd be shocked to know that that's actually how they feel. You'd be shocked to know what's going on in their head, period. And sometimes they just need to be asked, are you okay? It really is that cut and dry. And the reason why I also feel so compelled to talk about, you know, grace and gossiping and forgiveness and influence is because all of these things are all connected. And my higher self, and when I tap into my higher self, I did a 10-minute quantum leap this morning. That's probably why I had an amazing day today. My higher self, I don't want to talk about the issues that any of my friends may be having. I really don't. I've always been a confidant for my, you know, for my friends. And I realized, like, even if you think you're helping your friends, you know, by speaking to your mutual friends about, hey, like, you know, like, so-and-so is going through this, like, really hard time, like, da-da-da. And it's kind of just like, how do you feel after that? Like, what was positive about that conversation? Even if you're just saying what happened, what does that really do for you? Because if I really were to be honest and think about it, would I really want my friends to do that to me? No. You wouldn't want it to be done to you either, right? And this leads me back to my next point, my previous point where I was saying this is why a lot of us need therapists, because it's like, if you have that sound person, that unbiased opinion, it's their job to listen to you, right? You're distributing the load, right? Where it's like, okay, I have this professional. They're giving me sound, rational advice on how to go about the situation. I can talk to them about anything I literally want. And that way, you don't have to go back to your friends and discuss a whole bunch of different type of things. And it keeps your name clear, and it keeps you, you know, gossip free, like, amongst your friends. Make sense? And I want you to look at yourself and think, am I a good influence in my friend group? Am I the person that I would want others to be to me? Am I a trustworthy person? Am I a reliable person? What kind of influence do you think that you have in your friend group? I'm telling you, it's all connected, okay? We have to pay attention to things like that. And even as it pertains to forgiveness, just because you forgive somebody doesn't mean, you got to start talking to them again. You got to go right back to where you were again. No, you can forgive people from a distance. I have forgiven a lot of people that have hurt me. Doesn't mean I'm going to go, you know, be friends with them again. But I don't harbor and hoard that hurt in my body or in my life, because I'm not going to allow that to dictate, you know, my life in any way. And for me to be a positive influence, and I feel like I have such a positive community on YouTube, I think it's because of who I am at my core. I feel like there's some sort of something energetically that exudes through me where people are always super positive. And that's not to say that there aren't negative things here and there, but what am I talking about that for? I don't pay attention to it, and it doesn't hold much weight. At the end of the day, what is your influence? Can you extend grace to people? Are you having those conversations with people that you care about and telling them the truth because it's necessary? Are you really speaking your mind? This is how, please listen to what I'm saying. This is how a lot of type of chatter starts happening. A lot of the times gossip starts to happen, or chit chatter, whatever. I'm not talking about rumors. They start to happen, right? When you are saying everything you want to say to everybody else but that person. Because you wouldn't need to have so much to say to everybody else if you would just say it to the person that you want to direct it at. Make sense? That's how things start to snowball and get out of control, because you have so much that you want to say to that individual, and maybe you don't have the courage to actually say it in that way to them, but you need to have a conversation with them because you're going to end up in an uncomfortable situation where now you've said so much about this person, maybe to other people, and now it's like, oh man, like, that's not really a good feeling, right? And I get it. Come on. I'm sure we've all been guilty of it here or there, but that's why every day is a new day and it's a day that we can change. Why not? Why not? I don't care who you were yesterday, the day before. Let me tell you something. I posted something on my Instagram on Sunday. I'm going to see if I can actually pull it up, because I was actually in church. Sunday was just a powerful day, wasn't it? I was in church when I wrote it. I'm going to go over to my archives right now so I can read it to you guys, because it really, really did resonate with me a lot. So on Sunday, I said, words from the wise, be careful of people who get bothered by change. They don't like when people's minds change. They don't embrace other people's growth and elevation, and it makes them uncomfortable only because their lives are or may be stagnant. Let people do what they want to do. It's their life, not yours. They need to go through things for their life, whether it's approved by others or not. And this is also highlighted in my section called A Word, Honey. And I really love that, because what I meant by that was people love to hold you to the standard that they're currently at, right? Like, oh girl, like, you want to act different now? Like, you were just saying this about so-and-so last week and all these different things. And it's like, okay, you know what? Good for you. If that's the last shred that you can hold on to of who I was, then keep on holding on, because I've changed since then. I don't even care. I've changed since then. And be that person and be like, you know what? I don't care what happened 30 minutes ago, last week, an hour ago, yesterday. I've changed since then. It all starts with a decision. And people that have a difficult time with, you know, who you want to become for the betterment of yourself. Oh, girl, well, you just said that you liked the color blue yesterday and now you like pink. I mean, okay, I'm just shocked. You said you didn't really like pink like that. And it's like, it doesn't matter. I'm on this wave now. I'm on something else now. Get with it or get lost. That is all. That is it. And it's just very interesting, because you can see who has resistance towards, you know, you changing your mind or whatever the case is. It's very interesting to see, because at the end of the day, some people really do struggle with change. And don't be that person. I don't want any of you guys to be that person where you are not allowing people the freedom to be whatever it is that they want to be because you don't understand it. Let me tell you something. Human psychology. Human beings do not like what they don't understand. They despise it. Oh my God, I don't get that. Why would you do that? Why would you say that? I don't get that. Yeah. And so you're going to come down hard on it. But little do you know, babe, that everything you sow, you reap. Everything you sow, you reap. Please remember that. For, you know, my girls that may not be familiar with the biblical terms, what goes around comes around. Okay? And it's important for us to be the best version of ourselves, be the best friend, daughter, cousin, sister, aunt, wife, girlfriend, everything. It's so important for us to be the best version of ourselves, because that's going to influence people. When you show grace, you know, to yourself first, because why? Charity starts at home. When you do that, okay, it changes your entire energetic field. You think people can't feel that? You think people can't feel energy? Yes, they can. People are very aware. People may not be able to articulate all of the time what is going on, or what people want to say. It's a vibe, right? Everything is a vibe. It's a vibe. It's energy. All of these different things. Yeah, it is. And it's what speaks for you. It's what runs through you. It's what orbits around you before you even say a word. When you leave from where you are and your presence is felt, right? You ever meet somebody and it's like, wow, like speaking to that person made me feel so happy. Whatever the case is, it's because they are radiating something and you may not even know them and you just felt so good. Or even look at celebrities, right? People, it's very controversial. People are like, I don't know why people like celebrities. And it's like, I am someone that does admire celebrities and things like that. I respect their craft. And for instance, someone like Harry Styles, he is so inspirational to me. I don't know what it is about him, but it's just like he is so authentically himself. And it's just so inspirational to me. And I admire him for it so much that he's very different. And he puts out, even his new album, he puts out whatever it is that he wants to put out. And he is himself shamelessly at the end of the day. And that's what I feel like I've come full circle, right? Where, like I said in my Nice for What video, where I was kind of like, teeny weeny tiny, you know, kind of dancing around certain points due to certain things that have happened and transpired in my life. And I realized when I you know, stood in my power that no, Aisha, this is who you are. You are someone that can entertain people, make them laugh and all these different things, but people are also going to learn. People are going to be offended, and you have a tough love approach, and it is what it is. I'm not for everybody, but I have my tribe. I have people that do enjoy what I have to say, and I do have people that are ready for that transformation in their life, and they do want to embrace what it is that I have to say, but I'm not going to change that, and I'm going to stand firm and know I do like, you know, my impact and my influence on people. I want people that are around me to feel inspired to do good, to make people feel good. I want to extend grace to people because I want that to be extended to me. And that cycle is going to continue and be the catalyst for the next and the next and the next and the next. These are things that I want you guys all to consider, okay? And there was something else also that I saved on my phone that I want to read to you guys that I think is important, right? And it says, how your life turns out is a reflection of what you believe about yourself. We cannot outperform our level of self-esteem. We cannot draw to ourselves more than we think we are worth. We cannot heal a body that we hate. Your mindset is the only thing in the way of you having everything you deserve. And I know it's like, Aisha, what does that have to do with what you were talking about? Okay, I'll tell you right now. Well, to address the first part, how your life turns out is a reflection of what you believe about yourself. That's true. What you believe about yourself, every little thing that you have believed has brought you to exactly the place that you are at right now. Are you happy? What's your mindset like? Every single action has led you to be where. More importantly, how we physically look. How we physically look is just purely a physical manifestation of what we've been fueling our bodies with, or lack thereof. Think about that. We cannot outperform our level of self-esteem. This is true. How can you outperform your level of self-esteem? You want to be great, but you're not really doing things that are going to put that into action and get you to where you need to be. You don't feel good about yourself, but you want better for yourself. Oh, your internal dialogue. I can't do this. People are fake. I don't really have real friends. No one really likes me. And then you wonder why you have all this chaos amongst your friend group. You have all of this. You have to do the internal work. You have blind spots and you don't see it. And you think that everything's happening to you, but it's not. It's happening for you. And I need you to tap in, and I need you to pay attention. I need you to check the patterns and the themes of what's going on, because, babe, they're there. It's all present. Okay? We cannot draw to ourselves more than we think that we are worth when you're dating people. Yeah, people do meet us where we're at.
I hate to say it, but it's kind of true, babe.
People do meet us where we're at. The people that come to you in some way, shape, or form are people that are supposed to make you kind of check and reflect on, why was this person kind of drawn to me? There's always some sort of theme. I'm not saying there has to be a major thing of, oh my God, this is like an exact mirror of what it is that you, you know, who you are. But sometimes they're mirroring things that we do need to work on and pay attention to, because there's always a pattern, okay? We cannot heal a body that we hate. Oh God, this is so true. Ladies, gentlemen, I know this all too well, where it's like, oh, like we are exercising ourselves into, you know, unhealthy patterns, been there, done that. And we have this like perception of food and diet, and we hate ourselves. So we're trying to just like do something good with such a negative mindset. Oh, I hate my body so much. Oh my God, I need to work out. Oh, I hate the way I look. I have to eat healthy. Does that really even work? I mean, how much can we hate talk ourselves into something that's going to be positive? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And lastly, your mindset is the only thing in the way of you having everything you deserve, because, oh my gosh, yes, it is. Your mindset is everything. Your mindset's going to control and exude and everything. Everything is going to flow from your mindset. What you think you deserve in your romantic and platonic relationships and even your family dynamics. Sometimes our subconscious mind doesn't really think that we deserve these things, and we don't realize that we kind of sabotage it. And when we look really, really deep, because it takes a lot of self-reflection, that we have these blind spots, and maybe we've been kind of living in this sort of like oxymoron where it's like we say we want one thing, but our mind is really patterning something else, and we haven't been able to tap into that because we are just numbing ourselves with the next thing after the first thing didn't really work, and then the second thing didn't really work, and then we're just getting frustrated, and then we turn into a victim because we think that everything is happening to us instead of for us, so that we can turn around and reflect and get our lives together. It's very interesting. Anyways, I hope that you beautiful angels have enjoyed this. I love you guys so much. I'm so happy that you decided to listen to this. I know I received some DMs and people were like, Aisha, it wasn't easy to listen to, but I am so glad that you did. And I'm proud of you for doing the work. I'm here with you. I'm on this journey with you. It is Motivational May, okay? Summer is around the corner. Do things with love. Let love pour out of you. Love yourself truly so that it can pour out of you. I promise you it's going to be worth it. And with that being said, angels, I will speak to you guys in my next episode.